Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, Julie McMillan, my lady.
Yes, my lord. How fare you this fine evening?
Tis but a bit. Boy, I'd be a lousy actor because I couldn't stay here. Tis but a fine evening to welcome such a fair maiden as yourself to, well, whatever. Julie McMillan, this is one of the reasons that the Bristol Renaissance Fair is so much fun. Julie McMillan is the social media manager at the Bristol Renaissance Fair, and she's on with us now here at 720 WGN. And the fair is on the weekends until when? All the way into when does it end?
On Labor Day itself. So that is the one Monday that we are open. So we end everything with a 3-day celebration to close out the summer festivities.
Have you found, this has just occurred to me, that in the past, well, wait a minute, too many things have occurred to me at once. That can be a problem. So
that's okay. Let's put them in order. We can handle them.
During the pandemic, what happened to the Renaissance Fair?
So we did close into the 2020 season. And yes, that was an abundance of caution. I mean, I'm sure everyone understands that.
Of course,
we live by our performance and our voices. So that was absolutely one of our primary concerns. And so we were closed for the 2020 season. We were open last year for 2021. We modified a few things to make sure that we had enough distance between our staff and the guests, and took precautions as necessary. And for the most part, we are fully reopened and operational because we are an outdoor venue.
Right, and that leads me to my next thought. Okay, so during all this time that you were just referring to, I know that myself and my wife and I, and I'm sure hundreds of thousands of other people, sat at home and started streaming things like Bridgerton and all of these, you know, shows that are set in the same era as the Renaissance Fair, with, you know, miladies and milords, and I mean, my wife goes nuts for this stuff, and I have to tell you, it sucked me in. I mean, you know, bowing and, you know, the whole, have you noticed that people are back with a vengeance, sort of, not vengeance, God, that's a wrong word, but with heightened interest? Do you think that has anything to do with it? Yeah,
there's so many factors, and one of the things that we've noticed, and our one of our merchants there who was selling handcrafted wares and costumes, et cetera, said that they heard it from a guest who was there purchasing a full head to toe ensemble, and they said, "This I'm spending. This is my revenge money for the year that I was not permitted." That I was banished from the realm, et cetera, et cetera. And that phrase just, it makes me chuckle every time that absolutely, in some ways, we're absolutely still spending our revenge money in whatever way makes us happy and brings us joy in that moment. We're a place to escape from the modern world where we can put on that mask of fantasy and live in a time where, as at least fantastically, there are rules, there's manners, there's customs, traditions, and whatnot. And it's fun to play in that for a time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, my wife and I, when we get too caught up in it, we spend the rest of the evening referring to each other as m'lady and m'lord. It doesn't last very long. I admit, doesn't last very long, but there is a brief period of time, and when the TV went off, that we're walking around the house, "M'lady, yes, my lord." And I mean, you know, the dog doesn't know what to do, but we're having a good time.
It's all those games of make believe that we used to have as kids.
Yeah.
And to have a place or a reminder or a focus that, hey, you know what? You're still allowed to play. You really are. And there's too much going on in the world. And I'm not saying to forget that. I mean, it's very important to focus on and whatnot.
Right.
But we need time to rest, and we need time to take breaks. And if we can provide a place, especially outdoors and in a safe venue, where we're on a permanent site, these aren't tents at the fair. These are buildings 2 and 3 stories tall. Wow. And the grounds are manicured in gardens, and we've got a lake with fountains and 17 different stages to performing entertainment all over the place. If we can be a place where you can step into that fantasy, you don't have to say the m'lady, m'lord, good gentles, good cousins, et cetera, et cetera. You can just go and be in that place and participate as much as you want to. We do see the majority of our guests are still there in shorts and a t-shirt, I promise.
Well, of course.
Right. And so it's not believe me, I've had people ask if there's a costume requirement, because we've seen, well, for example, you mentioned Bridgerton. I know there's the Bridgerton Experience.
Yes.
And so that's an event where you have to arrive in costume like that. And so I've noticed a number of people asking, do I have to be in costume? What are your guidelines? What are your restrictions? And my response is, please wear what's comfortable. It's outside in the summer. So whatever you want to wear to be comfortable, please do.
Well, I know that you have actors that's what they are, right? Portraying everybody from jesters, Wamba the Fool, to Robin Hood, Queen Elizabeth. That's got to be a blast for them.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many of them. We do have local cast members that just volunteer at Bristol for the season, and we do have the actors that travel the Renaissance Fair circuit. There's more than 200 fairs across the United States. And they open in such a way that you can make a clockwise circle around the entirety of the United States.
Wow.
And so in the summer, we're up here in the Midwest. The fall brings you back to the East Coast. The winter, you're down in Florida and Texas. And then the spring, you're in Arizona and California. So it makes a whole big circle. And so we do have people that make it their profession to work at Renaissance fairs.
Yeah, I can see how that might be an extremely fun way to spend your year romping through Elizabethan England.
It's rewarding in ways that it's almost difficult to describe, because you're there reminding people to take a break, to play. And it's one of those things that really has hit home, especially as people have been discovering over these past year and some change, that if you're only surrounded by the negativity and the what you have to do, and you forget to take that playtime, that break, that you become overwhelmed, and then all the therapists in the world remind you that you have to take a break, you have to play.
You know, somebody originally, when they put this together, must have done an exhaustive bit of research into history, because I see here that you have, amongst many other things, 16th century games. And I'm not,
that's
probably not beheadings, I'm guessing, but what would that what would that be?
So there's so many.
Just give me an example of one. Can you?
All right. Well, yes, I can. I will start with one that most people understand, in that these are all human powered rides.
Right.
And before we get into the games.
Okay.
And so when we say we have a merry-go-round, well, it means that there's 3 or 4 people at the center of it pushing you around. They've got it on gears and cranking it along so that you're still riding your merry-go-round on your little Da Vinci ships that we've recreated. Or we've got swings and big ships that rock back and forth that you yourself are pulling on those ropes in order to make them swing.
Wow.
So that covers the ride aspect. The games, it can start as easy as we have 2 archery ranges.
Really?
And so you're absolutely. And we offer lessons right then and there. And for a couple of bucks, you can get your hands on a bow and arrow and start shooting. We've got crossbows. You can throw axes and knives and stars. And then into the pub games. So we've got a couple of merchants where you can sit down and learn games as from early before the 16th century that have brought in so games with marbles and dice and cards and whatnot.
Right.
We've got a whole bunch of guilds. We've even got our history education group called Queen's College. And so for there, they've got a daily lecture schedule, and those are all free. And then they offer some DIY classes so that you can make your own souvenirs. So if you want to carve your own set of runes, for example, or if you want to learn how to dye a piece of fabric or dip candles or things like that.
Mm.
So we've got everything from the history aspect. I know a lot of people look at the fair and they go, it's a bunch of fairies and there's some D&D characters, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, there are those. And also, we were founded on the premise of recreating the aspects of history that weren't military history.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. We do have the trained bands of Bristol. We do have military there, history there. It is represented, and they've got shows all day long. They fire cannons and muskets and all sorts of things. And knowing that, you can actually step back and get some education. We have seen in the past, we've welcomed scout groups and school groups, et cetera, we've put those on pause still for this year as well.
Right,
we're looking forward to reintroducing those programs again in the future. But it's one of those, yes, absolutely, the history is there. And if you just want to dress up as a fairy and eat a turkey leg, you can do that too.
We're talking to Julie McMillan, social media manager of the renowned Bristol Renaissance Fair. So give me the schedule for the remaining weekends, the hours, what costs might be involved, and exactly where are you?
Absolutely. So we are located on the Illinois-Wisconsin border, literally exit 1 off of Highway 94. So if you're traveling from Chicago, it's about an hour north in order to get up there. If you go 2 exits past Six Flags, we're right there. So I say head north. When you smell cheese, turn left. You're right there. It is $30 to come into the fair for the day. We are open from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. every Saturday, Sunday, and Labor Day Monday. So you've got 4 weeks left to catch us. This upcoming weekend, we've got our last theme weekend, which is an additional overlay, that an invitation to our guests. It's not going to change the fair as a core, but it is our steampunk weekend, which is a little bit farther forward in history. So we're talking about the 1800s, the early 1900s. So we're bringing Queen Victoria aspect and overlaying that on the fair. Again, because we're an outdoor place and we want people to come and play. So if you're trying to portray a time traveler, absolutely, come travel through time with us.
Great.
So this particular weekend, we've got a steampunk costume contest. We've expanded our absinthe bar. So if you've ever wanted to try the drink made famous by the Green Fairy, you're absolutely welcome to come and enjoy that up there. And then for our final 3 weekends, we are the number one Renaissance fair in the nation for the 9th year running. We will be open in our pure form all the way through Labor Day Monday.
Well, Julie, thank you so much for being with us. I hope you have great attendance and enjoy your time at the fair, m'lady.
So, my lord, thank you very kindly for having me this evening.
My pleasure.